I'm Glenn Mobrick, and today on Route 51, we focus for the second time this year on Skyward, a homegrown Stevens Point student information software company, a company that serves more than half the school districts in the state of Wisconsin, but was almost forced out of business here because of a recently passed state law and the loss of a state contract. When we focused on Skyward back in February, things looked bleak. The company was considering moving its headquarters out of Wisconsin. The future was in doubt for hundreds of people with good-paying, high-tech jobs. And the prospects of changing the state law that created the crisis did not look good in a legislature that was gripped with partisan politics. Now it's a new world for Skyward and the people who rallied to support the company in central Wisconsin. We saw the repeal of the law, which mandated one student information software vendor for all the schools in Wisconsin. We saw it repealed thanks to a coalition of local lawmakers from both political parties. And we attended a victory celebration for the company in Stevens Point last week, where they announced the construction of a new global headquarters that will bring hundreds of new jobs to the community. Our guests here in the studio, Jim King, the founder and chairman of Skyward, who took the company from a contract with a single school district to a great national success story. Joining us by telephone, we have Portage County Executive Patty Dreyer. She can discuss the regional economic implications of the Skyward expansion. And we'd like to hear from you as well. We know we have a lot of Skyward supporters and people who have followed this company's ups and downs and this roller coaster for the past year. We'd like to hear what you think of how things turned out. Our phone number is 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Our lines are wide open right now. If you want to make a call, you can get right in. Jim King, Patty Dreyer, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, definitely.
Jim, let's start with you. It has been a roller coaster over the past couple of years, and you're on the other side now. Your reactions to the way things worked out?
Well, obviously very appreciative. The last thing I wanted to do is leave my home state and have to fly to come see my grandkids. And so the biggest advantage now is I'll be able to stay here in Wisconsin and be able to jump in my car to go see my grandkids.
Was that really a consideration that you would have to move the company headquarters out of Stevens Point if things hadn't turned out the way they did?
Well, yes, it was a personal thing. If you can imagine where we were stopped from selling our software in Wisconsin, it was just too much of a personal hit for me to do anything but to leave this state. And I'm very happy that it turned out the way it did.
And you grew this company basically from nothing in your own home in Stevens Point. Tell us about that part of the story.
Well, when I've always talked about starting my own business in a jovial way, and then we got an opportunity to buy my father-in-law's house. He promised to hold the mortgage and not throw, well, he might throw me out in the street, but he wouldn't throw my wife and the kids out. So we decided to take a chance, and I started looking around to see if anybody needed computer software. And fortunately, I got a job with Sherrill Tire and a couple other local companies in the Stevens Point area. And as I mentioned earlier, I was lucky enough to bid and win a job at Merrill Public Schools.
And that was your first contract, and that was essentially the start of Skyward, right?
Well, it was a first contract for the K-12 schools. I had three or four customers prior to that, but it was the first contract with a K-12 school in 1981.
1981, and basically it was you and your wife Jean at the time, correct?
Yes, and shortly thereafter I employed my brother Cliff, who's now the CEO, and he helped me design, develop, and program the salary negotiation system for Merrill School District back in 1981.
And how have you grown since then?
Unbelievably. I think the count is somewhere around 400 total employees, 300 of which reside here in Wisconsin. Never thought that it would get to that level.
And how many school districts do you service around? And it's not just Wisconsin, it's all over the country.
It's all over the world. We have 20 states that we serve, and we also serve 10 different countries. And the number of schools is over 1,600 that we provide software to.
And in Wisconsin, you provide the student information software, the thing that almost got yanked out from your business by this state law that mandated the single vendor system. You provide that student information software to more than half the school districts. Is that correct?
Yes. We have 220 school districts currently using our student records, but we have 380 that use our financial software here in Wisconsin. And so we have a very dominant presence here in the state of Wisconsin.
And for you to have to stop doing business with these school districts, which were really the core of your business, right? Yeah, I mean, you built up the business in Wisconsin and then moved out to the other states. That would have been devastating.
Well, it would have been a personal assault, yes, to a Wisconsinite, homegrown, born and raised here in Wisconsin. I was not going to take that casually.
Well, you didn't, and you marshaled support, and you got a bipartisan coalition of lawmakers who came to your defense. We got the law changed down in Madison. The governor could have used his line item veto and stricken that from the state budget bill, and you'd still be in the same position that you were in before. He didn't do that. He chose to sign it into law, and here we had this huge victory celebration in Stevens Point last Wednesday, and I counted more than 500 people there.
Well, I've heard different numbers. I've heard 700, 800. I've also heard that there was such a traffic jam to get into the parking lot that a number of people tried to get in and decided just to forego the celebration. It's too bad they missed out on some very good food and some beverages. So.
Well, let's move to Patty Dreyer. Patty, you were at the event in Stevens Point on Wednesday. Your reflections on that and the way all of this has turned out for Skyward.
One of the greatest days that I can remember here in all of my years. And truly a celebration that flowed deep through everybody's hearts, where you saw people from all walks of life around our community. And I remember someone even from another place in the state who had come and made sure that she said something as I was walking out that night, that she came all the way from another place to be able to celebrate because that meant so much to them as well. So truly, it isn't a common circumstance when you find such a grand mix of folks that have all rallied together and accomplished one single awesome goal, and we did. And I know a lot of us still get emotional just thinking about what we've accomplished and what that means for us going forward.
Patty, as the Portage County executive, you've got your finger on the economic pulse of the region. What would that have meant to not only Portage County, but all of central Wisconsin if Skyward moved out of the state?
Wow. I remember the days that when we were fighting for a multi-vendor system in the first place a couple of years ago, and I remember then being down at a state meeting for Wisconsin Counties Association meeting and talking with folks when we had just gotten this news, and there was a real dark experience that you know that comes to you right away, thinking like, oh my gosh, that's an entire hole out of our community and our region. Very seriously, if this really does happen, and that's when I think many of us began to reckon with the what do we do now, and how will we have strength in numbers across multiple approaches to be able to turn the tide.
So what role did you play specifically, and what did you watch other people around you doing?
Yes, fascinating. Well, first of all, each one of us, I think, finds ways to leverage our own strengths. And for me, one of my strengths happens to be in analyzing grants and the procurement process. It's got there are some backgrounds I have related to experiences in that particular field. So mm-hmm. I began to leverage my own capacity and the county's capacity related to reviewing the request for proposals to look at, okay, Skyward was saying we had issues on this. on the integrity of the system. I needed to see that for myself and dig down into that. And so I remember making the call, and I was invited over right away, brought our procurement specialist, and we were able to drill down and see what some of the concerns were. We spent many hours. That day it was 6 hours on the spot, just digging into all of that and seeing for ourselves and exploring that further. And I remember many, many more hours of that going forward.
Now this was
that folks
Patty,
did, and that was to start rallying their support through the state legislators, others that jingled the cages of school districts across the state. So by the time this is all mounting, we're having conversations with the DPI officials. We're having looking at the integrity of the system and challenging that. We're getting other approaches and other bills in place. And I think, again, we ended up with defunding this particular law, right? So
yeah,
we were able to then leave it open to the open market, the free market, that would allow the Skyward Company to continue to do their awesome business here in the state of Wisconsin.
All right. That defunding measure was one of the first steps that they took in order to eventually repeal the multi-vendor, or rather the single-vendor law, and move back to the multi-vendor system. I want to play a short clip from that victory celebration in Stevens Point. This is Cliff King, who is, again, Jim, you brought Cliff on when, back in 1981. Here's Cliff King, the CEO of Skyward, at the event in Stevens Point last Wednesday.
When you look at the next 5 years, we should be at approximately 671 employees is what we estimate, with 514 of those being in Wisconsin. In 10 years, we estimate that we're going to be at 1,080 employees, with 827 in Wisconsin, Stevens Point. When I look at the jobs that we're talking about here, it just excites me for our organization to be in a position where we can offer jobs like this that are high-tech, high-paying, family-supporting jobs to the people of central Wisconsin. These new jobs will certainly lead to economic growth for the central Wisconsin area, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we've hit those goals. Finally, I want to congratulate our employees and their families for their resilience over the last 2.5 years. I've been with this company since 1981. I've seen a lot of things happen throughout those years. This is one of the greatest days of my life.
That's Skyward CEO Cliff King choking back tears at an event that drew more than 500 people to a victory celebration in Stevens Point last week. Jim, you were off stage watching that. What was going through your head?
Well, I recall I had a little bit of an emotional incident a little bit earlier at one of the conferences we had, and so it gave me an opportunity to beat off the emotional situation that was coming upon me by teasing Clifford a little bit when I got up there. So it was
you called him a crybaby,
right? Well, Clifford's been there. I mean, I've known Clifford all my life, obviously, all his life, and It was very neat to see him say it. And I know Clifford means everything he says. He wears his emotions on his sleeve.
And boy, you thanked a laundry list of people. It took you like 6 minutes to go through the whole long list of everybody that helped pull off something that looked like it wasn't going to happen.
Oh yes, we were very we wanted to make sure everybody who participated was thanked personally. And even though that list ran 6 minutes, I suspect there are some that I might have overlooked. And the list of people that had to be involved to make this happen was enormous.
And it went everywhere from, again, the lawmakers who were there to you thanked Congressman Ron Kind. You thanked Governor Walker. You thanked local businesses who came to your support.
Oh, absolutely. We mentioned Eric Hoffmeister from SpectraPrint offering to print the signs that were predominant all over the community, and also Bill Fonte. These two were just among many that were supportive of us. Century was very supportive.
And Patty Dreyer, the business community in Portage County really did rally behind Skyward and help make this possible.
That is absolutely correct. You know, that's the power of our business council when they all come together and have a common page and then divide and conquer. People like Bill Fonte, who stepped up, and you know, those that go well above a call of duty and just make it a life commitment for years of their lives to work on this, because they know what effect it will have on their own businesses and their own vibrancy of their community that they care so much about. And again, when we talk about the list of what, 6-7 minutes of thank yous, that's how monumental this accomplishment is for all of us, because it took everything we had from so many different perspectives, so many different communities and people we don't know the names of that have all come together and helped in this achievement. So Skyward, you know, you may as well call us all your business partners, because that's exactly how we've stood together, and that's exactly how we're going to go forward too.
And Jim King, you got a lot of support from the school districts across the state who use your product. Now if that single vendor system had been allowed to remain in place, all of those school districts would have had to scrap their software, acquire new software, and start from scratch.
Well, that was the thing that was so unusual about this whole process, is that they were going to spend multi-millions of dollars forcing schools to go to a new software product, that many of the schools, if not all of them, said, no, we don't want a new software product. We're happy with Skyward. And we couldn't understand why they would want to incur that kind of expense to the taxpayers of Wisconsin.
Let's go back to the podium. We're going to listen to some comments from Stevens Point Mayor Andrew Halverson. And, Patty, I'm going to play a short clip of your remarks that Wednesday night.
This community rose to the occasion like never before to voice their opinions and to rally friends and family members throughout Wisconsin, and indeed this entire state, to stand up and say that we stand with Skyward. We've heard for so many years the negative comments of those that say government doesn't work, government can change gears and modify priorities. Today we can all say, as we stand here together and look at each other ourselves, that we understand now that sometimes government can do exactly the right thing when it needs to.
They say that every single thing that happens prepares us for what is yet to come. They say that good timber does not grow with ease. The stronger the wind, the stronger the trees. They say that perseverance is a key element of success, and that if you knock long enough and loud enough at the gate, you are sure to wake up somebody.
Patty, you were quoting Longfellow there. Why did you choose that quote? If you knock long enough and loud enough at the gate, you're sure to wake up somebody.
Wow, we knocked from across the state, from so many homes and so many school districts and so many businesses. We knocked and we knocked, and some visited and some called and some emailed, and finally they heard us. And there was no sweeter victory than that in this celebration.
And the other line, good timber does not grow with ease. The stronger the wind, the stronger the trees.
Skyward, Jim, I would say this to you. Skyward has come through this stronger. You know, you had visions of building a world headquarters before all of this, and dreaming as big as you dream, but there is no way that I could think that there would be a greater opportunity before you than you sit with today, because through all of this, I'm sure Skyward's stronger. There are many more partners. There are stronger communities behind you and with you wherever you are. And as folks had mentioned to me, even across the country, people were talking about what was happening with Skyward in Wisconsin. And all of this plays into, as painful as it's all been, I can only believe that we're positioned together even better than we had been before all of this came about.
And Jim, that quote does bring to mind what your company president said on stage: the adversity has made you as a company stronger.
Yes, I'd have to agree with them that we feel that our product was reviewed by a lot of people to make sure that it was as good as we say it is. So these schools that went to the state and the governor and requested that they keep Skyward in Wisconsin, they took a hard look and they concluded that, hey, this software is a good software product.
So now you're not only saving the business that you've got in the state, you're expanding. You're talking about a new global world headquarters. You're going to break ground on a 43-acre site in, the spring of this coming year?
Right, at least by the spring. If they can start in the wintertime now with new equipment, they'll probably start in the winter. But at least by the spring, we'll be breaking ground.
And how many employees do you have in Stevens Point right now?
I think right around 300.
Right around 300. And how many for the entire company nationwide?
400.
400?
Right.
And you're talking in 10 years growing to more than 1,000 and more than 800 in Stevens Point? That's huge.
That is huge. It is huge, and we look forward to it. It's obviously going to be a lot of effort on a lot of people's part, but we're excited about it.
What's that global headquarters going to look like? You're going to build the tallest building in Stevens Point?
Well... I used to jokingly say we were going to have a 13-story building. This was back in the early 80s when I was a little more brash, I guess. But anyhow, we've concluded that the most practical thing to do is to create a campus environment. We're going to go probably four stories with two or three wings and go that route versus going up. And a lot of things come into play. The fire protection, the airspace for the airport that's not too far away, plus the cost. So we're going to be looking at a multi-wing campus style.
Patty, what is all of this going to mean for Portage County?
Well, first of all, for those that are already here who find an opportunity to work for an awesome company, it will definitely be a career that's exciting for them. They'll be able to make a living wage and be able to create their home right here and help grow our community. When they're going to the grocery store and they're or going to the gas station or whatever they're doing, of course these dollars circulate and multiply in our community as well. When it comes to building the buildings, of course you've got, you know, the materials, you've got all of the jobs that are created out of the construction cycle itself. We've got other connections and multipliers from there as well. But the other piece that I think is terrific to think about too is it's about how the university and the technical college fit into the picture. The more we have a demand for placing people in these careers, the more those programs are going to grow. That means additional jobs in the higher education arena as well. And the more that we can attract people from other parts of the country to come here, we're going to grow our population. We're going to attract new people with new ideas, and our home markets are going to grow here. We'll have even greater human capital in our county than in our region than we sit with today. And it's stupendous human capital now, so imagine what that's going to be if you want to really think about achieving a vision for vibrancy in a community. And Skyward's certainly a core player right at the center of that exciting adventure ahead of us.
Patty Dreyer, the county executive for Portage County. Jim King, the founder and chairman of the board of Skyward, the Stevens Point company that has a new lease on life and has new expansion plans, big expansion plans in Portage County. I'm Glenn Mobrick. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio, 1-800-780-9742 if you'd like to join the conversation, 1-800-780-9742. We're going to look at the role a bipartisan group of lawmakers played in making all of this possible when we come back.
Support for WPR comes from Wausau's Woodson Art Museum, presenting Celebrating Summer, an exhibition of on-location paintings by plein air painters of America, illustrating the beauty of summer now through August 25th. More at lywam.org.
I'm Glenn Mobrick. You're listening to Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. My guest today, Jim King, who is the founder and chairman of the board of Skyward, Stevens Point software company that successfully got a law changed, was able to keep their company headquarters in Stevens Point, and now has big expansion plans in the area. We're also talking to Portage County Executive Patty Dreyer. As we mentioned before the break, a bipartisan coalition of regional lawmakers joined together to change this state law. The state law essentially mandated a single vendor system, which means that every school district in the state of Wisconsin had to buy the same software, regardless of what they wanted to do. So the change in state law returned Wisconsin to a multi-vendor system, and that allowed Skyward and I guess anybody else to compete, and Skyward specifically to keep its business in Wisconsin. All of the five lawmakers were at the Skyward celebration Wednesday night. We're going to hear from them now. In order, you're going to be listening to State Representatives Democrat Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point, Republican John Spiros of Marshfield, Democrat Amy Sue Vruwink of Millidor, Republican Scott Krug of Wisconsin Rapids, and Democratic State Senator Julie Lassa of Stevens Point. And as you listen to these comments, I want you to think about the nasty partisanship that goes on all the time in politics here in Wisconsin and across the country, and what a refreshing change it was to have all of these lawmakers from two different political parties cooperating on the same page.
What a great day. It serves as a shining example of what good state leaders can do when we listen and when we honor the voices of our constituents. I'm so proud of us and what we've done. This victory is ours.
On this stage might be the first and maybe the last time that you see five of us that sit on different sides of the aisle. It's nice to have my colleagues here and know that we worked hard, but also know that everybody in the audience, everybody in this area, Central Wisconsin, your owners, the business owners, your mayor, the others worked hard too. So hopefully this won't be Greek to you, but I'm going to say a couple words in Greek. Singaritia pros ton Irano, which means congratulations, Skyward.
Skyward has a global business that imports dollars into our local economy and community, has nearly 300 employees in good family-supporting jobs, promotes from within in, and treats their employees right, hires locally and recruits students from our high schools and from our colleges, supports countless community events and programs, so it's fitting and completely in their nature that Skyward celebrates the end of this frustrating issue with the entire community.
What we've been able to do is come together as a group is restore some of the faith that people have lost in our government and in our system. All coming together to say, okay, what have you heard? What can we do? Where's the next thing we need to do? Those are things that are happening in Madison now, finally. And there's other issues that we can do this on. So those are the big wins, I think, besides, you know, the great success that's going to be coming for Skyward and for jobs and for the economy of Central Wisconsin. Restoring people's faith in what can be done is a huge victory also.
This victory belongs to you, the people of Stevens Point and Central Wisconsin. Because you made phone calls, wrote letters, sent emails, signed petitions, and because you never gave up, you were able to make government do something that it almost never does, and that was admit that it made a mistake. Because of you, that mistake is now corrected, and school districts will decide for themselves which software works best for them and their budget. And Skyward will continue to do business in the state of Wisconsin. Because of you, the prospect of losing this great company has been replaced with the prospect of new growth and hundreds of good-paying, family-supporting jobs.
Patty Dreyer, I'd like you to comment on Julie Loss's statement, the one we just heard. Mm-hmm. You were able, she said, to get government to do something that it almost never does, admit that it made a mistake.
Interesting. Actually, I guess I don't think about it from get government to admit it made a mistake. I'm not sure it's actually admitted it along the way. I think that it just made a better choice going forward. And I know here in Portage County government, I know we've made our fair share, and we admit when we have to redirect our course. So that would be my comment.
I'd like your reaction also to the bipartisan coalition of Democrats and Republicans who came together to make this happen.
One of the things that rings for me, and it rang that night, was the idea that that I think it was Representative Spiros that said that perhaps this could be the last time that you might see them all together. And my heart fell at that point. I'm hoping, and I believe that it will be possible to have a bipartisan group before us again, championing a common cause. For when we do that, I mean, we look what we've accomplished in turning these tides. What would be possible if we actually set our sights on some other common visions and set about achieving them together?
Jim King, your reaction. You pulled Republicans and Democrats together to support Skyward and make a change in state law that almost never happens.
Well, the last 2 years, I did have the opportunity to meet a lot of representatives and senators from both sides of the aisle. And I have to say, I enjoyed meeting them on both sides of the aisle. They have turned out to be very good people, and they've turned out to be very concerned about our situation. And it was very refreshing to see that.
Jim King, the founder and chairman of Skyward, Patty Dreyer, the Portage County executive. We're talking about Skyward's legislative victory, their big expansion plans on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio, 1-800-780-9742. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-800-780-9742. Let's go to the phones. I believe we've got State Representative Katrina Shanklin with us. Katrina?
Hi. Hi, Glenn. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks so much for being with us. I don't know if you're any place where you can hear what's going on, but we just played clips of all five of the lawmakers from Wednesday night. That was quite an evening.
Yes, it was. It was a wonderful experience, and I was so happy to celebrate with the King family and Skyward employees.
Now, Katrina, your reaction to the fact that here we have this bipartisan coalition of Democrats and Republicans who came together to make this happen, it's so rare in this era of intense partisanship.
I think it's a great opportunity for us to work together in the future and band together on issues very, very important to our regional community and economy, such as retaining and creating new jobs. So I think there's more to come. I'm looking forward to working with members of both parties, and I think in the future there's a lot more that we can do together, if that's what we've learned from this experience.
Well Scott Krug, who was up on that stage with you, spoke about that coalition, and he said this won't be the last time. He implied that now that all of you have worked together once, you can do it again for things that are important for central Wisconsin. Do you really think that's a possibility?
I think it's up to the members of the majority party in the assembly, since they're the ones who decide which bills get heard, which bills are referred to which committees, when those committees hear the bills, and then whether or not they go to the floor. I've made it very clear from day one, I'll work with anyone who wants to pass a good bill and make sure that the people of my district, the 71st Assembly, are heard. And I think it's wonderful that we've seen Representative Krug and Representative Spiros work with Democrats. And that's something that the members of both parties across the state should look to as a shining example of what we can do when we represent our constituents. So I'm really happy to hear that they're interested in working together, and I know Scott and I particularly are looking forward to working on other legislation in the future together.
And this process also got the support of Governor Walker, who was there and didn't use his line item veto. Your reaction to that?
I was very grateful that he chose, after several meetings with him, to listen to the voices of my constituents, and think he did take some time to examine the situation. And, you know, he originally did support the single vendor system, but I was very appreciative that he listened, did his own research, and came to the conclusion that multi-vendor is the best. And I think recognizing the sterling company that Skyward is, the wonderful family-supporting jobs that they've created and will continue to grow throughout the next decade, really made him decide to side with us. And I'm very grateful for that. I think this bipartisan coalition is exactly what the legislature and executive branch should be doing to create and sustain our regional and potentially state economy.
Well, the governor was pretty appreciative of you Wednesday night, and I'm going to embarrass you right now, Katrina. I'm going to play some of his comments on stage. This is Governor Scott Walker, Republican, singing the praises of Katrina Shanklin, freshman Democrat.
I particularly want to single out Representative Shanklin, and I don't mean this to sound wrong. I was so impressed because she's new and she's young, although not that young. She's the same age I was when I was first elected governor. I mean, not governor, state representative. So who knows, she may be the governor in the future. But I was so impressed, not only with her knowledge of this issue, and she was great with the facts and the details, certainly great with her passion, but the level of maturity she had in terms of being very respectful, of laying it out, of not letting her emotions get away with her, but laying out a very clear path forward. And I got to tell you, that impressed me far beyond just this issue. So thank you for sending someone to Madison with that kind of fortitude.
Katrina Shanklin, how did you react when you heard the governor say that in front of hundreds of people Wednesday night?
Well, I was sitting right in front of him and we're making eye contact, and I can say I was grateful that we were able to create a well-meaning, in good faith, working relationship. And I think that kind of relationship where you may disagree most of the time, but are still able to cultivate a working relationship is very important in government. And I think looking forward to the future, I plan on maintaining and sustaining and creating new relationships with members of both parties. That's how you get something done in the legislature. So I really appreciated his comments, and I really appreciated him recognizing the hard work that my constituents and I did to make sure he understood the full story behind Skyward.
Well, he made a slip of the tongue and then actually said that you could be governor someday. Is that in your long-term plans?
Well, I think, in the future, I'm looking forward to continuing to represent the 71st Assembly District and working very hard for them. And I really love the job I have now. I'm very committed to my work in the state legislature.
Jim King, any comments or questions you've got for Katrina Shanklin?
Well, Katrina, I can say again, thank you very much for all your support. You're relentless communicating to your peers and your people at the state level to educate them a little bit about what this would mean to Stevens Point for Skyward to be booted out. I just can't thank you enough. You were the spearhead as far as I'm concerned.
And Patty Dreyer, any questions or comments you have for Katrina Shanklin?
Well, I would just say, again, I know that we work rather closely together on a good number of matters that relate to county visions and Katrina's always present, and any of our area legislators are there. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on. We always have a warm reception when we want to invite folks or share information or ask for their help, and I'm looking forward to that continuing.
All right, very good. Katrina, we're going to let you go. Thanks so much for the phone call, and we'll be back with more from our guests. Jim King, the founder and chairman of Skyward, and Patty Dreyer, the Portage County Executive, when Route 51 Regional Talk Radio continues.
Supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio include Von Briesen and Roper, Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra, and Mineral Point Artisans. Your business can join our ever-growing list of contributors. More information at wpr.org/sponsor.
Support also comes from Ministry Healthcare, known in Merrill as Ministry Medical Group, Ministry Good Samaritan Health Center, and Ministry Home Care. Ministry Healthcare, knowing and treating you better. Online at ministryhealth.org.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. We're talking about Skyward, a student information software company in Stevens Point, and the fact that they've got a new lease on life. They almost moved their company headquarters out of the state, and now they are talking about a major expansion in that community. Our guests are Jim King, the founder and chairman of Skyward, and also Patty Dreyer, who is the county executive from Portage County. We're also taking your phone calls, 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Let's go right to the phones right now. We have Jerry in Woodruff. Jerry, you're on Route 51.
Yes, so far we've had 45 minutes of a well-deserved love fest. I mean, it's quite a success story. I would like to know a little bit about the background. Who in the state, what interest groups, and what legislatures and what party ever pushed the legislation which created the problem for Skyward in the first place? Who pushed for that one party delivery system? Because I don't know that much about the history of the legislation, and I would like to be enlightened.
Well, I believe that the single vendor system came initially from the Department of Public Instruction, and it had the support of state school superintendent Tony Evers, who's elected, and the people who work for him, and also had the support of Governor Walker. Jim King, I know you've got your own biases on this issue, but as objectively as you can tell me, what did the single vendor system come from?
You hit it right on the head. It was the DPI along with Tony, and they presented the values or the advantages of single vendor to the legislators back a couple, 2.5 years ago, and unfortunately, nobody was given the opportunity to identify some of the negative aspects of a single vendor, and so the legislators agreed at that time, but once they learned the negative aspects of it, I think they rethought it and decided to defund it.
And the idea behind it was the idea that you ought to be able to measure student achievement in districts all across the state so that you're comparing apples to apples, so that you could compare a school district in Wausau to a school district in Boulder Junction to a school district in Waukesha and be able to come up with the same results as to how students are doing. And the idea was a single vendor would allow you to make those comparisons more easily.
Well, it's been proven in many, many states that multi-vendor feeding a single statewide system can do the same thing.
Jerry, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that clarifies it. Thanks so much for doing that.
All right, and this is probably a good point for us to play the remarks of Governor Scott Walker, because we got into that with him when the media talked to him after the event on Wednesday. Here's Governor Walker, and he will be talking about why he made the switch from supporting a single-vendor system to a multi-vendor system.
Overall growth in Skyward here and across the country puts them in a position to be making a multi-million dollar investment here in central Wisconsin with their global headquarters. That opens the door for spot for about 1,000 more people, and those are good-paying, family-supporting jobs that will help not only Skyward employees but others here in the state of Wisconsin, particularly in this region. And so we're pleased to be here to celebrate, to thank their leadership, to thank their founders, to thank the lawmakers from both political parties here who supported that measure in the budget, and ultimately, as I mentioned, to thank the employees who are really why this company does well.
How much kind of arm twisting did you do behind the scenes with the Joint Finance Committee, and what role did you play in keeping this company?
We worked with members on that. It's interesting because not all, but just about every other state, the education agency is within the governor's cabinet. Wisconsin's one of those rare states where it's elected independently of that. And I work very well, as you all know, with Dr. Evers on a lot of different issues, but this is one where when we look at this issue, it was frustrating because we didn't directly have control over it.
Governor, did you support the single vendor system along with Mr. Evers at one point in time?
Yes, we did.
What caused you to change your mind?
I still believe there needs to be a simple, easy, comparable way to measure student success from one school district to another. And so initially we looked at that saying, well, why not have a single system? Why we were comfortable with this is as long as the criteria is comparable, so that we know a school in Stevens Point versus a school in Wauwatosa versus a school in Green Bay, we have comparable data. That's really the key factor, so that we have a good idea of knowing which school districts are performing well and which ones might have some challenges. And so as long as the data is usable across different systems, we're in good shape.
You mentioned that you didn't have complete control over it. Mm-hmm. So how can you stand here today and celebrate with them all the good that it's causing for Wisconsin people?
Well, I don't have any control over the Department of Public Instruction. I do have complete control over the final product and the budget. If I had line item veto, they wouldn't have it today. So it was a vote of the legislature. But if I had line item vetoed it, they would not have overrode the veto, and they'd be in a much different position than they are here today.
How frustrating would it have been if Skyward had actually had to leave the state with all these employees?
Oh, incredibly so, because here everything we're doing in the budget we did 2 years ago and the budget we're doing now, over and over again, we're putting things in place to help businesses grow. We're showing, we say we're open for business, that we mean it. In this case, it involved something beyond just normal policies. It involved procurement, of which we were obligated by law to follow the rules on whether we liked them or not. The law is clear. I couldn't violate the law no matter what the outcome. So changing the law through the statutes, which is what they did in the Joint Finance Committee and ultimately in the final version of the budget, was the most effective way to do it. I'm glad to see it worked its way all the way through.
That's Governor Scott Walker speaking to reporters in Stevens Point last Wednesday. Patty Dreyer, how significant was it for you that Governor Scott Walker was at that event?
Well, I think it was significant for all of us. I mean, this hasn't been a place where we have had many circumstances where he has been present in a community forum here. So it definitely opens up a whole different new world to all of us here in Portage County.
And Jim King, he mentioned that he could have used his line item veto. He could have used his line item veto, stricken that particular part of the budget, and you'd be back in the same situation you were in before all of this happened. And he chose not to.
Oh, yes. We were very much aware of that. And believe me, we were on pins and needles until the budget was finally signed and all the vetoes were identified to where we could finally celebrate and look forward to the future.
And he mentioned that he twisted some arms with the Joint Finance Committee. Now that's what the governor is telling us. But that Joint Finance Committee, that was a 14-2 vote. That was a significant legislative victory in itself.
I think it was 14-2 vote, which is very predominant in our favor, but the chairman of that committee talked about his iPad where he had all these different systems communicating into a single set onto his iPad was what we're talking about. You can have multiple systems send their data into a centralized system and do the comparative analysis that they're looking for.
And when the committee voted 14-2 to scrap the single vendor system, and in the course of that, of course, they scrapped the contract with Infinite Campus, the Minnesota company that would have gotten the statewide contract. Senator Luther Olson said in reneging on that award to Infinite Campus, these are his words, the state was no better than a banana republic.
I don't understand comments like that. What the state did and what these legislators did was they did the right thing. They saved the state of Wisconsin and all these school districts multi-millions of dollars.
And Patty Dreyer, the Stevens Point Area School District uses Skyward. That would have been a significant expense to them, correct?
Yes. They estimated $447,000 for the conversion, and it was only estimated by Infinite Campus that would have only cost $29,000. So it would have been a huge hit for our own analysis.
And Jim, how was your business affected by the political events of the past 2 years? We had all of this uncertainty in the air. Then you lose the state competition for the contract. That must have hit you in the pocketbook.
No, as a matter of fact, it did not. We,
really?
We continued to succeed without selling a single system, student record system, to the state of Wisconsin for over 2 years. But our opportunities in other states made up for that, so we were able to be as successful and continue to succeed in the last 2 years.
And it's been 2 years, and I imagine a lot of school districts weren't buying student information software because they didn't know what was going to happen.
Right. We did not sell a student record system for over 2 years in Wisconsin.
And have you sold one now?
Yes, we have. LaFarve and has committed to us, and we're very appreciative of that, and we're looking for many more because we keep telling them an investment in Skyward is an investment in Wisconsin, because we, in turn, will hire Wisconsinites, and we will create new jobs.
I'm going to try to squeeze in one more phone call. Ron in Tomahawk, you're on Route 51, and Ron, I've got to warn you right now, you've only got 30 seconds to make your point. We're almost at the end of the show.
Well, not much of a point. I just want to say that I think, as has been said, I think that the Skyward having the decision go their way not only was a win for them, but also for the schools in Wisconsin and for the taxpayers here. Also, I'd just like to say that I've used Skyward as well as that software that they've been competing with. And also, I had the pleasure to work with Jim and his company for a year. I was his manager over in the state of Michigan, and I think they're a fantastic company. I was elated to hear the ruling went their way.
Ron, where are you working? You work for the Tomahawk Schools?
I did at one point, yes. I no longer do it.
All right. Ron, thank you so much for that comment. And Patty Dreyer, any last words from you?
I got an email the day after the celebration from a person in the community that said that one of the greatest things of all was that he could look at perhaps his grandchildren can get great jobs right here in his own community. And that just brought it full circle for me.
Jim King, you've got the final word, and you've only got 15 seconds.
Well, good. Well, again, I want to thank everybody who's made this happen. I can now go back and relax and be retired again like I was since 2008. And look forward to seeing this company grow like it's going to grow.
Jim King and Patty Dreyer, thank you so much for being with us today. We also want to thank the comments you heard from our lawmakers, Democrats Julie Lassa, Katrina Shanklin, and Amy Sue Ruling, Republicans Scott Krug and John Spiros, additional audio clips from Skyward CEO Cliff King and Governor Scott Walker. I'm Glenn Mobrig of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. A reminder, this program will be rebroadcast in its entirety Friday night at 7 o'clock on WHRM 90.9 FM. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. Until next week, we're heading out of town.